This is the time we want to hear from God. We want to hear what the Lord has prepared as food for our souls today. And we welcome Professor Muteo, who is going to pray and guide us at this moment.
Good morning to all of you. We are glad that we are here together this morning by God's grace. And we are lucky that God loves us and He would like us to listen from Him. This morning, we will listen from Him, reading the book, the Bible, from Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16. Acts chapter 5, 12 to 16, I read in the name of Jesus. The apostles were performing many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. And all the believers were meeting regularly at the temple in the area known as Solomon's Colonnade. But no one else dared to join them, even though all the people had high regard for them. Yet more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord, crowds of both men and women. As a result of the apostles' work, sick people were brought out into the street on beds and mats so that Peter's shadow might fall across some of them as he went by. Crowds came from the villages around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those possessed by evil spirits, and they were all healed. That's God's word. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you because you want to speak to us. Open our mouth, open our lips, open our hearts to receive your word and to be transformed by your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. We have read this text because we want to reflect on one theme, important theme, in the perspective of the themes we are reflecting on in this church: perseverance in serving the Lord despite the challenges. This is the main theme we are pursuing in this church. But today we will focus on the topic entitled The Attractiveness of a Christian Transformed Life. The Attractiveness of a Christian Transformed Life. This means that the transformed life can attract people. A Christian life which is transformed can attract other people to the Lord. Not to us, but to the Lord Himself. Why I just insist that not to us? Because it is only the Lord who can transform the life of a human being. In this text we just read, we are reading about the life of the first church, the early church right after the Pentecostal. This is a Pentecostal church which has been transformed by Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ had met the apostles, he taught them, he transformed, he gave them the power. He gave them the Holy Spirit, he transformed them, and he left them the responsibility of doing whatever he was doing. Remember, through Jesus' life, we learned that Jesus was healing the sick people. He was casting out the demons. And this is now all those who call themselves Christians, particularly the apostles, they went on doing like what Jesus was doing himself, because he already gave them the power, the Holy Spirit, and he already gave the word, and he saw and he gave them the power, the strength to do even more than what he was doing during his life on this earth. This is the reason why we are going to reflect on this kind of transformation, the life which is transformed. What can be the impact of a life, a Christian life, which is transformed? It is possible. We just read in this book. In the book of Acts, Jesus as the Savior, among the people who denied and who crucified Jesus, they went on with a strength, with the power to proclaim that Jesus is the Savior. And they proclaimed this gospel to everybody and everywhere. Even to those who denied this, they were able, without fear, they were able to do it because their life was transformed. They were already changed. They were no longer those Christians who were fearful to even follow Jesus. They were no longer fearful because they already have the power to do it. And they went boldly to proclaim the good news and as well to perform miracles as what Jesus did, because he gave them the power to do it, to heal sick people and to cast out the demons. It seems that during their time, there were diseases which could not even be healed in the hospital. There were also people possessed by the evil spirit, demons. Sometimes in some churches, people deny this. They say, no evil spirit. It is a reality. They met this. The apostles met people who were possessed by the evil spirit. And their life, they were also gathering and in a congregation, in a community. And wherever they met, if you read the whole chapter, you will find out they were concerned with the needs of everyone in the group, in the church. This is the reason why they start sharing their things with the people. And for that, what they were doing, what they were sharing and living, it attracted people to the church. And the text says that they were coming one by one to join the congregation. And that's how the early church grew up until what we can see today, because we are the product of all this early church. The question I wanted to raise to each one of us for the moment, we are a Christian church. The question we have to raise is my life as a Christian member, a believer, attracting people to the Lord? Is my way of living, my way of working, my way of speaking, attracting people to the Lord? Because somebody can be a Christian, but he's not yet transformed. If you are not transformed, you can call yourself as a Christian because you believe in Jesus. But you have to tune your life to what Jesus did. You have to tune your life to what is God's will. But if you live the opposite, you say you are a Christian and you are not transformed, meaning you don't change your way of living, you don't change your character to tune it to the Christian character, you might not attract somebody to the Lord Jesus. Because if it's when Jesus left, he told the disciples that the way they will live, he leaves them in the earth so that people will know who he is. How can they know who he is? Through your behavior, if you don't tune your behavior to Jesus' behavior. Before he left them, he gave them the Holy Spirit so that they can work along the side of what he did. They were able to heal the sick people without taking medicine. It doesn't mean that you will neglect the hospital because you will rely only on this kind of miracles. You can take medicine, but in the name of Jesus, it will be effective and somebody will get healed because he gave the power. You can meet somebody who has evil spirit. You chase him, who chase the evil spirit. It was this visible signs which shows that the power of Christ is in these people. These people have been transformed because I don't believe that before they met Jesus, they were able to cast out the evil spirit. It was not possible. They cast out the evil spirit in the name of Jesus. These were signs of their transformation. They live together, they love each other, they live in unity as a sign of their belief in Jesus Christ. They have the same faith, so they live in unity and they share their belongings because they want to help each other. It's a sign of transformation. Their character changed, their behavior changed because they were transformed by Jesus Christ. A transformed life can attract people, can impact positively on people. But there are also some people who can be impacted by negative things, but they are not brought to Jesus. If negative things are being prevailing in the life of a Christian, that Christian will be weaker and will not be attractive, and he will not manage to attract people to Jesus. Because attraction here, attractiveness here, is not the attractiveness outside of Jesus' faith, but we want people to attract others to Jesus, and people will recognize that for sure this is what Jesus could have done, and this is a man of God. We just take an illustration talking about the way we live. When we live as Christians, usually people will observe us. You come back, you give testimony to people that you have become a Christian, but people will know only that you are a Christian the way you change your way of living. Because it does matter to be baptized and you don't change life. It won't attract people to Jesus. Instead, you will have negative impact on others and you will prevent them from recognizing Jesus in their life, from accepting Jesus. Because they might say, if this is the way the Christian live, no difference, so I'd rather remain what I am. Their Jesus doesn't change anybody. But if you are transformed by Jesus, you accept to be transformed by Jesus, people will know that this person, the way he was before, and today, the way he is living, we think it's good to follow Jesus so that we can also change like this person. I know a person who made all types of sins of this world, which I know we grew up and we saw the person, the way he was living. But me, I went far for my studies. When I came back to teach in a Bible school, I met him sitting in the Bible school as a student. I was so surprised. I said, how come? I told him, I got the courage to ask him, aren't you this person? He said, yes, I was the one, but I'm no longer that old man. I'm now a new person. This is the reason why you find me here. I want to serve the Lord. What changed in your life? He said, I trust in Jesus, I believed in Jesus, and he changed all my life. Now I am a new, I don't give it his name. I said, this is great. If God is, Jesus is able to transform this kind of person, he can transform anybody who just come to him. And I'm sure all those who knew him and who, when he didn't believe yet in Jesus Christ, and after he has believed, I'm sure someone might have been attracted by his behavior to follow Jesus as well, because Jesus is powerful to change the life of that person. But there are something which can prevent us to attract people to Jesus. Our life could be attractive in case we try to change our character. As it is said in Matthew, it is said that Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, you might read it at home, 2:16. It is says that you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world. The light cannot be hidden. The light cannot be hidden. If you are a Christian, Jesus said, if you are a Christian, you are the light of the world. Meaning, you will show, you will go, you will fight against what can make darkness in the life of this world. We have people who are suffering. We have people who are in need. What do we do to assist those people? We have people who are involved in the violence. What can we do to help those people also to be attracted and be transformed as Paul was transformed? He was the strongest violent person to torture to make torture the Christians. But when he met Jesus, he changed. God broke his pride. God changed his life. And Saul became Paul, the slave of the gospel. Slave of the gospel. If we have an apostle to whom we refer very much, it is one of them is Paul. Paul wrote many books because he was transformed. Paul brought many people to Christ because he was transformed by Jesus Christ. The only secret to be transformed and attractive is to abide in Jesus, and he will change our character. He will use us more powerfully. He will give us the power to chase the evil, the evil spirit. He will give us to rebuke all the municipalities of this world which destroy the life of people. God will use us more powerfully. And a transformed Christian life can help you, can help us as a church to bring people to Jesus. But if the church doesn't separate from the evil, the people will not come to Jesus. To end this sermon, I refer to a previous verse which talks about Ananias and Sapphira. Sapphira and Ananias, they made wrong trying to follow the example of transformed people. But they were in the congregation, they were not yet transformed. They sold their property with the vow that they will offer the whole amount to the church. But they didn't know the secret of others while they were offering their possession to the church so that it is shared with the needy. Sapphira, they brought half of the cost of the land. But they lied to the spirit because they didn't allow themselves to be transformed. They lied to the spirit. At the spot, the apostles didn't allow them to continue destroying the testimony of the church. The evil was excluded. They died because they lied to the spirit. They were not transformed. So to prevent the evil to be predominant in this church, the apostles were given. It's God who gave the power to exclude those because they were not transformed. This kind of life could not attract people to Jesus. But the church was cleansed by the power of the Holy Spirit so that the evil will not prevail among the congregation. So it is up to me, it is up to you to know how you live your Christian life, whether you are bringing people to Christ or you are pushing people back that you don't allow them to recognize Christ in your life. We have to be responsible, but our responsibility is to bring people to Christ through our testimony, through our behavior, through our works, through our attitudes, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. May the Lord continue to explain better this text to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, amen.